This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government is committed to implementing all sorts of measures for containing activities that may jeopardize religious and social harmony. Line ministers respond to queries of lawmakers on budget allocation under headings of relevant ministries. 10th Yoga Day today, President, Vice President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. And at least 34 people die after consuming illegally brewed alcohol in Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the government is committed to implementing all sorts of measures for containing activities that may jeopardize religious and social harmony and unity. Responding to the queries of lawmakers in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, the Prime Minister said the government would enact legal actions against any move or activity intending to jeopardize social integrity and incite communal violence in the cover of other affairs. In the meeting, the Prime Minister said a process had been initiated to establish a high-level committee to collect grievances and complaints over cooperatives from across the country, to identify trouble-ridden cooperatives and to take further actions accordingly. According to the Prime Minister, the support of the Department of Cooperatives, the Province Office of Cooperatives Registrar and the respective local bodies would be sought for implementing this plan. The Prime Minister also said the government was serious about addressing all sorts of issues related to land. Prime Minister Dahal also clarified that the action against the guilty of Tikapur massacre would be taken as per the law. Regarding his recent visit to India, Prime Minister Dahal shared that his official India visit contributed to further consolidating friendly relations and cooperative, multidimensional and close relations between the two neighbours based on equality and benefits. The Prime Minister briefed the House that he and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting following the oath-taking ceremony and exchanged views regarding Nepal-India ties and implementation of bilateral agreements and understandings. Likewise, the Prime Minister also briefed the House about President Ramchandra Podil's recent visit to Switzerland and Germany. He stated that President Podil's visit to Switzerland and Germany had boosted Nepal's image in the international arena. He added that the high-level visits were an integral part of implementing foreign policy. Line ministers have responded to the queries of lawmakers raised under the various headings of budget allocation for several ministries in the Federal Parliament. Responding to the queries in the House of Representatives meeting, the Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, said the budget was brought balancing the decreased budget ceiling and increasing demand of the budget. Likewise, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said Radio Nepal and telecommunication service providers would disseminate information and convey early alert notice through SMS to minimize the effects of the natural disasters. Addressing the queries of the lawmakers in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, Minister Sharma said the programs would be launched to enhance the quality of fact-based news to be published and broadcast from the Gorkhapatra Daily, Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. The Communication Minister said the Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, RSS, would operate its services 24 hours every day from the upcoming fiscal year. Meanwhile, Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Jwala Kumari Saha, has claimed that the government had made a plan to avoid a shortage of fertilizer to the farms in the upcoming fiscal year. Likewise, Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Balaram Adhikari, said a plan had been forwarded to provide land certificates to 500,000 landless squatters. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabi Lamichane has claimed that G.B. Rai, who is the main accused of cooperative fraud scam, would be brought back to Nepal soon. Talking to journalists at Bharatpur Airport in Chitwan yesterday, Home Minister Lamichane shared that he was in constant contact with the Malaysian Home Minister. He mentioned that the location where Rai was residing had already been tracked. President Ramchandra Pauril has said Nepal could become a global destination for researchers studying yoga science. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of the International Day of Yoga today, the president wished for all to remain physically and mentally healthy and happy by making yoga practice pervasive on this day. The president has stated that yoga was not merely a physical exercise but a scientific lifestyle and life system based on a certain rule and discipline, and added that yoga could infuse positive energy from meditation by keeping everyone stress-free. In a similar message, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has expressed his belief that Yoga International Yoga Day would help bind the world together. He said that yoga could contribute to a healthy and happy human life, and the day should be an opportunity for the human race to benefit from the practice of yoga. Similarly, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that yoga and sadhana should be established as a way to mitigate the negative effects of the modern lifestyle by linking it to education, life and practice. In a message today on the occasion of the 10th International Yoga Day, he has called upon one and all to follow the path of healthy living by adopting yoga practice as an integral part of one's life. The Prime Minister said yoga could increase immunity, develop positive thinking, help maintain self-discipline and internal energy, gain self-knowledge and self-motivation, and increase effectiveness in work. The Prime Minister mentioned that Nepal was a confluence of Shiva, Janak and Buddha civilizations, and the ancient yogis, sages and maharishis living in this region developed and promoted the practice of yoga through long efforts. The International Yoga Day is being celebrated this year with the slogan, Yoga for Self and Society. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to an international update. At least 34 people have died after drinking illegally brewed alcohol in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, according to the Al Jazeera. A state government spokesperson on Thursday confirmed the deaths caused by consuming alcohol tainted with methanol. It is said dozens more people are being treated in hospital. The incident occurred in Kala Kurichi district, where more than 100 people suffering from vomiting, stomachache and diarrhea were admitted to hospitals, triggering a police investigation. District official M.S. Prashant told the Al Jazeera that the number of patients in critical condition kept changing, suggesting that the death toll could rise. Ambulances, doctors and specialists from nearby areas were deployed to the district to handle the crisis. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Modes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandik Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There were also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says government is committed to implementing all sorts of measures for containing activities that may jeopardize religious and social harmony. Line ministers respond to queries of lawmakers on budget allocation under headings of relevant ministries. 10th Yoga Day today, President, Vice President, Prime Minister give their best wishes. And at least 34 people die after consuming illegally brewed alcohol in Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.